us and do it toll-free. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 1-855-450-3733. You know, it may be the holiday season, but Free Talk Live is here for you every single day. I'm intending to be live on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, presuming that our lovely board ops will be willing to come in, and normally I give them a cash bonus for doing so. So I haven't heard that we're going to be off, so until further notice, we will be here for you, live, producing the show, of course, taking your calls about anything that might happen to be on your mind. Tonight in the studio, it is Ian.
And Daryl.
And Daryl, with a bonus episode this week. You'll be joining us on Friday as per usual, and we'll be doing our End of the World special, presuming we make it to 7 o'clock at night. I'm not sure what exactly, or 7 o'clock Eastern time, I'm not sure exactly what time the world is supposed to end on Friday.
Nor am I. And is that at the beginning of the day, Greenwich Mean Time, which
right.
would actually be the end of the day
It would be
on
actually,
Thursday?
Right, tomorrow night it would be 7 o'clock Eastern. I think, right, because Greenwich Mean Time,
yeah.
I believe, is 5 hours ahead.
Yes, 5 hours ahead.
So, in theory, if the world actually does come to an
this
end...
This could actually be the last episode of Free Talk Live.
That's true. Maybe we should talk about some of this stuff tonight, because I do have some end-of-the-world-related things to talk about. But also, the Southern Poverty Law Center has apparently named voluntarists as a threat. I'm not sure to what, but we can get into that. They've got this list of bad people that they, you know, put out every single year.
They claim that the voluntarists are the cousins to the Patriot Movement.
The Patriot Movement, which we can talk more about here in a little bit. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything you want. Let's go to the phones first and talk to Benjamin, listening to LRN.FM in Northern California. Hello, Benjamin.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I apologize if this was addressed yesterday, but 2 days ago you were discussing police walking the streets in Arkansas, or the proposal to have police just walking the streets in Arkansas, carrying AR-15s and stopping people to ID them.
Mm-hmm.
And you referred to the police carrying the AR-15s as carrying machine guns. And in this particular time where people are espousing how they want gun control against assault rifles and assault weapons, I thought it would be a good idea to not refer to AR-15s as machine guns, because they are not.
Oh, they're not?
Automatic.
They're semi-automatic.
They don't make a fully automatic version of that firearm?
They do not. Even the M16 that the military uses, which is the AR-15 is the civilian version of the M16.
Okay.
Only has a burst fire capability where you can select it to shoot 3 rounds at a time, but it's not fully automatic.
I see.
They look, you know, they're made.
What would you call
scary.
It?
It's a semi-automatic rifle, which is essentially the same as all other rifles.
Why don't we call it an assault rifle?
Well, it's not.
Well, it was classified as that because it looks scary.
Right, it looks like a machine gun. You know, when you look at that thing, you think, "Oh, that's something the military would carry."
Assault rifle has a specific definition, and for a rifle to be an assault rifle, it has to have the ability. It basically has to be fully automatic or have select fire capabilities, like the M16, where you can shoot more bullets than one per trigger pull.
Well, back during the 90s, anything with, I forget the name of it, but it's basically the barrel cover.
Now that's a whole other issue.
Anything that had one of those was classified an assault rifle. You could put that on a pellet gun, and it would be classified an assault rifle under the 94 law?
94, but not an assault rifle, an assault weapon. They came up with this nebulous term that they decided to call assault weapon. So there was the assault weapons ban. And for it to be an assault weapon, basically it looks scary.
Right.
You know, there's no real hard definition. There's all sorts of real weird rules and exemptions. But those are not assault rifles.
Okay. I appreciate the call and the clarification. Either way, the police are going to be carrying something that looks very intimidating on the streets.
And it seems completely unnecessary to be carrying the streets. But can I make one more quick point?
Sure.
Okay. So a lot of people will be discussing, you know, meeting with friends and family during the holidays. and gun control will be an issue, especially for the school shooting that just happened. And I think this is a perfect opportunity for people to go, look, what we really need is more choice in schooling. You know, and obviously it'd be nice to get the state out of it, but barring that, a voucher system where you choose where you send your kids to go to school. You can send your kids to a school that looks like a prison and has armed guards if you want, or you can send your kids to a school where they have more psychiatric help, or they have better after-school programs, or whatever. You get to choose.
Yeah, but in order to accept the vouchers, the state gets to put strings attached to it. So with a voucher program, then the state can say, well, we'll give you this voucher money, but you have to have armed guards and you have to have barbed wire up. So,
or
I mean, they can put whatever.
You can't teach this class. You have to teach this class.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's like the greatest thing ever, but it's a step in the right direction.
I don't even know. I mean, it feels like it should be a step in the right direction, but I guess it would depend on how many strings whatever state government decided to add to the voucher program.
But getting the conversation on the idea of giving parents choice in schooling and how they educate their children is a lot better discussion to have with people than, well, don't ban all the guns.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. And I think that another good conversation to have would be to secede from the United States. Maybe you're at a table full of people that is upset, or at least some of them are upset about the prospect of gun confiscation. Would seem that would be another quiver or an arrow in the quiver of those who are advocating for state secession. Hey, you know, you don't want the federal government to come take your guns. Well, let's just say goodbye to the federal government. How about that?
That's another good discussion to have.
Benjamin, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the clarification. The AR-15, not a machine gun, apparently. It just looks like one.
I wonder if the Gatling gun technically qualifies as a machine gun.
The Gatling gun? Like where you crank it?
Yes.
Or, yeah.
The very first machine gun from, what was that, the Civil War, World War One, somewhere back around that time?
Hmm. I'm no gun expert, you know. I mean, I fired a few of them in my time. I do own one of them, but I'm not. I'm certainly no expert, so I appreciate the information from Benjamin. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mac is in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
How's it going, guys?
Mac, how are you? What's on your mind?
I'm doing good. I'm just sitting in my assault cab.
You're assault cab. All right.
Be quick. I was looking at Piers Morgan talking to the Gun Owners Association of America, Larry Pratt, and the thought occurred to me. The fact that people always wanted to turn to the government for protection when something like this happens, where nobody can really do anything to prevent it from happening, should be a mental illness in itself.
Should be what? I'm sorry.
A mental illness to rely on the government.
Ah, yes. Well, right, because they're only minutes away when seconds count, right?
Yeah. I work a law enforcement myself, and I tell you right now, the military is, I mean, not military, law enforcement is a cleanup crew. There's not enough cops to try to prevent something from happening, but they're the first ones that people turn to when something happens, and they're like, well, y'all need to stop this, and we're like, we can't.
No, I'm scared to have the police show up on a scene because they don't usually know what they're dealing with half the time, and they end up, you know, pointing guns at the wrong person, possibly hurting the wrong person.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. One more thing. I'm trying to be a little quick on my. If anybody watched Piers Morgan last night on CNN, that guy pretty much melted down in front of Larry Pratt.
Now, this is Larry Pratt from, is it Gun Owners of America?
Yeah, the GAO.
GOA? Gun Owners of America.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have not seen this this video. Have you seen this yet,
I have not. I've seen where people have posted it. I've not actually watched
it. Is this something we should check out, Mac, and maybe, you know, talk about?
Yeah, you should take a look at it, because he was a little off on some of his
Well, he's definitely a gun banner. I mean, this Piers Morgan is definitely not a fan of guns. Thanks for the clue, Mac. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow. Thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl's here courtesy of FPP.cc and his brand new book, which was released last week, right? Late last week?
Saturday.
What? Give me a pitch real quick. What
the
is
Diary of Henry Myers is a futuristic dystopian novelette written at the fall of the tyrannical empire Namsoko, and it's written in diary form from the perspective of Henry Myers, with flashbacks to before the empire fell.
and people will be able to actually get this free at some upcoming time?
Yes, Friday, if you have an Amazon Kindle or have the Kindle app downloaded on your laptop, PC, whatever, you can actually get the ebook for free. It's the end of the world celebration. And then
what time Friday? Was it like a midnight start?
Midnight to midnight, and they base
Eastern?
That on Pacific time.
Okay.
And then also from the 29th of December till January 1st.
We'll talk more about that when that one comes around. But so Friday, you can get the Diary of Henry Myers. And what's the easiest way to do it? Through fpp.cc?
Fpp.cc. There's the Amazon link on the side.
Perfect. That's a great tip, and presumably the idea is people are going to read it, tell their friends, and then maybe you'll sell a few copies?
Yes.
Excellent. So 855-450-FREE is the number. By the way, SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. They're really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner right at the top of the Free Talk Live banner column at freetalklive.com, so do head over there and enjoy that. As we go to your phone calls, we continue here. Daryl, you and I, by the way, we're checking out this video with Piers Morgan, ostensibly freaking out about guns. It's a 12-minute long video, so we're probably not going to be able to play the whole thing.
Well, during the first 2 minutes, he definitely lost his cool.
Okay. Because I was looking at the last 2 minutes, and
Larry Pratt was trying to give an answer.
Well, we'll look more into it here as the show goes on, and maybe we'll find a clip or two to share with
Certainly.
You a little bit later on. Let's get back to the phone calls, though, where we've got Neil listening in Georgia to LRN.FM. Hey, Neil.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just had a new program, a government program that I thought might help with all these shootings and massacres.
Sure.
Yeah. I propose, like, for any of the mentally ill, that there be a government sign-up, and we let them take control of a drone, and then they can shoot any schools, theaters, or whatever.
It's an interesting proposal. I don't know why anyone would support it, but I appreciate you bringing that up tonight.
I mean, because it's all right as long as we do it in another country. You just can't do that here.
I see what you're saying. So if the government were to allow some crazy person to have a drone and shoot things up, then it would be okay because it was the government, you know, sanctioned killing.
Right. As long as the government's killing people, it's okay. If you or I decide to go shoot up the neighborhood school, the theater, the mall, that's a crime. But the government...
You make a good point, Neil. Thanks for the call tonight.
855 make a good point.
855-450-FREE. However, there are still people who will be upset even when government does horrific things to its own people. And so if there were to be some sort of government massacre of people in this country, a lot of people would be upset about it. It doesn't have the same feel to some folks as going over and killing them strange folk from across the ocean. They just feel like, and I don't know why this is, it's this ethnocentrism thing.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I don't know where it comes from, if it's government schools or where it comes from, if it's cultural. But people tend to think less of those who are born on a different arbitrary plot of land than they were, that somehow the people in the Middle East are less of humans than we are.
Well, and
that they don't matter as much.
Even closer than that, people that are born south of the Rio Grande are somehow, you know, lesser than people that are born in the U.S. or even Canada. Because people don't really complain about those Canadians coming over here.
Well, maybe it's because the Canadians look a little bit more like the rest, you know, a lot of people around here do. And it's, I don't know if it's a built-in racism or where it comes from. And your speculation would certainly be welcome. Where does ethnocentrism start? Because if it weren't for the idea of nations, obviously, I wouldn't think people would have that same mentality about other people around the world, but then again, maybe they would because, you know, they've got a different color skin or different hair color or a different belief system. There's always going to be reasons why people dislike others, but to dislike somebody else simply because they were born somewhere different is ridiculous.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number here. So when people look at what the government does around the world, if they're even paying attention, and most people aren't, if they do look at that, then a lot of them will not see it as scary. They will not see it as disturbing as what has happened in Connecticut with the school killing.
That reminds me of a political cartoon that I saw either yesterday, today, sometime. Two guys were talking, and the one said, "I'm really upset about those murders." And the other guy said, "Which ones? The ones in Pakistan, Yemen, Afghanistan, Iraq, or the ones the media told you to worry about?"
Right. Indeed. 855-450-FREE. You take control. Let's go to Jeremy in Philly, listening online. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hey, Ian and Daryl. Yeah, I have to say that I do miss the crankers. I know they were really bad crankers, but I would listen to the podcast, and I would hear a caller come on, and it was kind of fun trying to think, like, okay, is this person going to be serious, or are they just going to blurt out obscenities? But I actually enjoyed listening to them. I know you thought they were disruptive to the show, but I thought they were pretty entertaining.
Okay. Well, everyone's entitled to their opinion.
And, Daryl, I miss those commercials that you used to do, because I think you changed the name of your organization, and I miss those commercials you used to do where you said, FreePatriotPress.automatic. Those were pretty great.
Yeah, that's where I would do my
Ridley impression. From RidleyReport.com.
Okay.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Hey, guys, yeah. I had one comment about the Second Amendment, if I could.
Sure.
I hear a lot of analogies because I have been reading a lot of internet forums and stuff, and I see people debating the Second Amendment, and my favorite rebuttal to the people who are in favor of the gun control is people will say, well, you know, these laws were written so long ago when the highest form of technology available to the average person was like a musket or, you know, maybe a cannon, like, you know, you can't be serious that in this modern age the Second Amendment would mean that people should be able to get an assault rifle. And then I love the analogy that's made to rebut that says, oh, that First Amendment, that couldn't possibly apply to an internet.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Type printing.
I want my own Bearcat.
Thanks for the call tonight, Jeremy. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, really disturbing cases about police abuse. We're talking about rape. It's Free Talk Live.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We give them all away, including listening options, live streams. You can tune in via broadband, midband, or narrowband versions of the show. Different size bit rates for different internet connections, speeds. Also, over 110 radio stations across the country, various different places, AM and FM. They're listed over at listen.freetalklive.com. In addition to that, we've got satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where we are heard all week long, and on two different stations on XM, actually. Plus, we've got our free-to-air KU band satellite channel, which is available across all of North America via Galaxy 19 satellite. Plus, you can learn more about that, as well as the webcam and the listen lines, all over at listen.freetalklive.com. Coming up in February, the 21st through the 24th, you want to go now to freestateproject.org/libertyforum and get your registrations taken care of. I've heard that the prices are going to go up soon, as apparently there's a big announcement that is still yet to come. They have only announced one of their major two keynote speakers. Now, there are several people that will come and speak at the Liberty Forum. I know that, I believe Declan McCullough is going to be there from CNET. He's not the keynote speaker. The keynote, I think, is Tom Woods, if I'm not mistaken. And I believe that is the Saturday night keynote. So there's still the Friday night keynote to announce. Ooh. And once they've announced all of the speakers, then the price is going to go up. So the idea is, if you want to get the discounted rate, you buy now when you don't really know exactly how it's all going to pan out. And then once they know what exactly is going to happen, then they raise the price a bit. But I have to tell you, you don't want to wait, because the price right now is spectacular. Can you imagine paying $100 for an entire convention for a weekend, Thursday through Sunday?
Nope.
$100. Add another $100 to that, and you get into all the meals as well. So if you want the meal-free package, it's $100. It's $199 if you want meals and all the speeches and events. So the $100 gets you into all the speeches, the panels, and you know whatever doesn't involve food. And then for an extra $100, you get the banquet dinners and things like that, the fancy dinners, which is that's kind of fun to have. But maybe you also would rather just go around Nashua and experience some of the food of the town. That's something else that you can do. And it's fun to do that when you're at the Liberty Forum. You know, you meet liberty-oriented people that maybe you've known before, maybe you've attended before, maybe you've never been before, and you're meeting new friends. Great opportunity to go out and, you know, check out a pizza place or Chinese food or whatever it is on the town that you want to do as well. So it's up to you. You can go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Get registered. You can't find conventions that are this affordable. Even at $200, getting two banquet dinners at least, and I'm not sure what else that includes as far as meals is concerned, but getting just that.
I guess is lunch?
Maybe. Honestly, I don't know. Maybe we can ask Chris Lawless next time we have him on the show. I'm sure he'll be back on to announce the upcoming speeches that have yet to be announced. But go now, freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Some of the other speeches will be from Ben Stone from the Bad Quaker podcast. Cory Doctorow, science fiction novelist, blogger, and technology activist. We've had Cory on the show in the past. And a number of others have been announced, including a returning speaker, Jeffrey Tucker from Laissez-Faire Books and formerly, I believe, of the Mises Institute. And that's not all. You can go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to learn more. Let's go to you and your thoughts on the phones. We'll go to Ron, listening via XM in Virginia. Hey, Ron.
Hey. Yeah, I was a comment on the ethnocentricity that you were talking about. I don't think it has to do with color or geography so much as relatedness to culture. So, like, you know, if we speak the same language and we worship the same, you know, invisible sky man, and we eat the same kind of food, then we're going to have a closer, or we're going to be more related to one another in our perspective than, say, someone on the other side of the world who has completely different ways of living. So that way, like Canadians, for example, they eat very similar food, speak the same language unless they're from Quebec, and they worship the same invisible sky man. But
it's an interesting theory, Ron, but what about, like, you look at a country like Iran, which, from what I understand, is very similarly developed. The people are, you know, relatively well off there. It's kind of westernized in a lot of different ways, from what I understand.
They speak a different language, they eat different food, and they do worship a different invisible sky man.
Do you feel like people would be upset about the Japanese being bombed today? Because they speak a different language?
Only,
or would they be all right with that?
Only because, you know, 50 years ago they had no problem with two nukes being set off on their land. So, you know, we've been enculturated by, you know, through marketing and advertising and through, you know, industrial complex, to appreciate the Japanese, and especially for, like, their automobiles or their VCRs or now DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's, you know, I mean, it depends on if our government or our society in general made a concerted effort to have a good relationship with the people of Iran because they had something we wanted, okay, then,
oh, you mean like how the U.S. government has a good relationship with Saudi Arabia because they have oil?
Right, exactly. But so that was basically my point on that. And
it's an interesting theory.
May I also? I had a request.
Sure.
You constantly talk about, like, you know, setting up your iPhone to have, like, security and the camera, and it automatically feeds to, you know, an uplink for the web if you,
yeah,
take it, you know, one, you know, get pulled over by police. But the thing is, I try to, like, go and look for those kind of things, you know, through app stores and whatever, and it's not easy to find, you know, those kind of things. I was wondering if possibly on your website y'all could say, well, if you want to do this, this is how we do it. And if you want to do that, this is how we do it. Like, you know,
I know that Pete Ayer over at copblock.org has done a write-up at one point about some of the various different software, but they shouldn't be that hard to find.
I believe Pete uses Quick.
I think Pete used to, and I don't know if he does anymore, but QIK is one of the options.
I use Bamboozer.
Bamboozer is another one, B-A-M-B-U-S-E-R. These are two very popular programs. It should not at all be hard to find. Maybe you just didn't catch the names of them. But QIK is one of them, and then Bambuser, B-A-M-B-U-S-E-R, is another. Okay. Those are two very good ones, and they're both free. And from what I understand, they should be available for Apple. I mean, I know they are absolutely available for Android, and I know Quick is well distributed on multiple platforms. So if you can't find Bambuser, there probably is a Quick for your phone.
Okay, cool. I'll
hope that helps.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ron, for the call tonight and the thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Phil. He's listening in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Phil.
Hi, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just calling. I'm not sure if it was talked about last night or not, but the governor in Michigan, a day before the Sandy Hook incident, there was a legislation passed out of the Michigan House and Senate that would allow people who have a concealed carry license to take extra training. And if they take extra training, then they can get an exemption to concealed carry in the fiscal free zones, amongst other things. It wasn't
really
an ideal bill. We did some compromising on it. Some of the compromising hurt. I'm the president of Michigan Open Carry, and we were one of the grassroots people behind us at the grassroots pushing this. And it came on the governor's desk, and there was some compromise to get it there. The governor wanted more compromise along the way, but the bill sponsor just refused to give it to him. So they passed it out of the legislature as it was, and basically said, if you don't like it, veto it. Well, it turns out the governor didn't veto it. The reason that he vetoed it, at least what he said, was it didn't allow public schools the option to opt out of the fiscal free zone, or opt out of people carrying guns in school.
I thought the gun-free zone thing was a federal regulation.
Well, there is that. Michigan has something called a preemption statute that says local units of government can't regulate firearms. Regarding the federal law specifically exempts anybody who is licensed by the state to carry a firearm as long as the state in the background checks to give the person that license.
Interesting.
Can you hang on to the next segment? I've got a couple of questions that I want to ask you.
Stand by, Phil. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Whatever you want to talk about goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow, thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You take control if you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. Still to come, some disturbing news about the police and police officers raping innocent people. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number here. But we'll continue taking your calls. And want to, by the way, remind you, if you would like to support Free Talk Live, one of the great, easy ways to do it is to shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon Canada, UK, and Amazon US. You just purchase whatever it is you're looking for, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. It's the same great prices, the same great selection, free Super Saver shipping, everything you're used to with Amazon. It's just that you're entering through our portal, so they give us credit and a decent cut of the sale. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Phil. He's listening in Michigan. And Phil, you were explaining to us a moment ago that there was a bill to proposed there that made it to the governor's desk, apparently, where with some extra level of certification from the state, individuals would be allowed to carry firearms in so-called gun-free zones. The governor ended up vetoing that bill. And, Daryl, I know you said you had some questions.
Yeah, what is
the bill, real quick, was Senate Bill 59, if anybody wants to research it.
Okay.
What is required in Michigan for one to get a permit from the government in order to be able to carry a weapon concealed on their person?
To get a permission slip to exercise your God-given right, you have to... Michigan is a shell issue state, so if you meet the requirements and you're not a criminal and you haven't committed these 30 misdemeanors in the past several years, you have to take...
How many misdemeanors? 30?
Well, I think there's a list of like 80 different misdemeanors. So if you haven't committed one of these 80 misdemeanors and you're not a felon,
okay,
then you can get your concealed pistol license. It takes 8 hours of training currently.
And what's the fee? Do you know?
the fee for the training, you know, is on the free market. And that runs between $75 and $150. The fee to apply for a license, to get the background check and all that, is $105. That goes to the state.
What is it here in New Hampshire?
That does not sound like shall issue to me. That sounds like shall issue once you pay this giant extortion fee.
And only if you're obedient to the state and don't have a misdemeanor charge, which it's easy as hell to get a misdemeanor charge these days. I'd be interested in seeing...
violent misdemeanors. And I like to call it the $21 a year self-defense tax.
And then you said something about this Senate Bill 59 that was proposed with some more extensive training. You would be able to protect yourself basically anywhere. What is involved or what does the proposal call for the more extensive training?
Well, the initial training to take your concealed pistol license is the NRA's personal protection inside the home. The additional training was the NRA personal protection outside the home, so they're standard NRA classes.
Okay, I'm not familiar with NRA classes. I've never taken one.
So if this bill passed, it would basically be a huge subsidy for, or at least a subsidy for the NRA.
Well, I don't know if it would be a subsidy for the NRA as much as the NRA instructors. The NRA instructors pay the NRA to get certified, teach a certain class, mm-hmm. and then after that, the NRA instructors charge whatever it is they want on the open market.
The supposedly open market, because I'm sure there's some kind of requirement or fees that they're required to pay.
By the way, the license fee for a New Hampshire concealed carry permit is
$10. I'm not sure. How long does that permit last?
I haven't the slightest clue. How long does yours last?
They last 5 years in Michigan for $105. That's $21 a year.
Gotcha.
Most states I know that have the lower fees that last for 1 year.
Thank you, Phil, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Good luck out there. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 1-855-450-3733. You know, it is insulting, and he kind of touched on it there a moment ago, that one must beg for permission, one must entreat his master, one must grovel, fill out forms, give cash over, and basically hope that he'll be approved, or he or she will be approved, for the ability to defend oneself by carrying concealed. Here in New Hampshire, you can carry openly without a permit, but if you would like to conceal a weapon, they do demand that you get their state permission slip for it. And they will find reasons to disqualify you. Our friend Derek J., in his movie Derek J.'s Victimless Crime Spree, which you can watch for free over at victimlesscrimespree.com, he attempted to get a concealed weapons permit. He was, he owns a firearm and wanted to be able to conceal it legally in New Hampshire and was denied. Was denied access because he's a so-called known drug user.
Who one time was arrested for attempting to smoke what was supposedly marijuana.
Right. He had less than a bowl pack's worth of marijuana on him at the time, allegedly. And they had not convicted him, by the way, at the time at which that he put in his application for the firearms permit, he had not been convicted of possessing marijuana.
Nor had he pled guilty.
Right. He had only been accused of it. And apparently that was enough for them to decide that he couldn't have a firearm. So New Hampshire definitely has its problems with firearms freedom, but it's still one of the freer states. I think it's one of the top three or top five.
I think only Vermont and Arizona.
Alaska. Oh, is that Arizona? I think
Arizona has what they call the constitutional carry, although it does not allow you to carry at school or in a courthouse.
New Hampshire may be like number four then, because I'm pretty sure Alaska's got a real good freedom to carry too. But New Hampshire is, you know, somewhere where we can see these things improve, I think, over time. As more liberty-minded people make the move here and get active for achieving liberty in our lifetime, then we'll see a rollback, hopefully. We'll see what you call constitutional carry, where you don't have to beg anyone's permission to exercise a right. Because doesn't that negate the idea of a right in the first place?
Yes.
If it's my right to have free speech, then I shouldn't have to ask you, Daryl, if you were the government, I shouldn't have to ask your permission before I speak.
Then it becomes a privilege.
Exactly. And that's there's a huge gulf of a difference
between
that.
I've asked federal park rangers as well as local police, at what decibel level does free speech turn into a privilege? And I have never gotten an answer.
Excellent question. What were you referring to, like a megaphoning or something like that? Or
yeah.
Yeah.
I said, okay, if I just stand here and talk to myself really loudly, you have to leave, sir. Okay, at what decibel level? You have to leave, sir. Why? Anybody that wants to speak here must get a permit.
Get a permit.
There's people over there talking to one another. Go harass them. They're not trying to get other people to hear what they're saying.
Yes.
You have to leave, sir.
It's disturbing, and people will put up with it. And a lot of bigger cities, they have permits and things like that for speeches and marches, and that's why the occupiers came up with the mic check thing where they all speak in unison.
Even megaphone.
Correct. They speak in unison to amplify their voices to where they're not using an amplification system to get around laws that prevent the use of amplification systems. And it's absolutely outrageous. Let's continue, though, with you and your thoughts. Jeff is in Philly. And, Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to get a little more information on that Free State project you guys were talking about for the past few days, I heard.
Sure.
Well, what's that all about, though? Is that just, like, about New Hampshire and Liberty and whatnot?
Well, it's a pretty simple concept. The idea is to bring liberty-minded people together here in New Hampshire. I am not a New Hampshire native, and Daryl, neither are you. Daryl's originally from Alabama, and I am originally from Florida, and people are coming here from across the country, from as far away as California, Alaska. Some from even Hawaii,
New Zealand.
Yep, others from around the world are converging here in New Hampshire for the purpose of concentrating activism, getting as many people together in the same geographic location so we can have a greater effect. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay, I see. Because I heard you guys are talking about New Hampshire is one of the top free states, and I heard that recently.
It is. In fact, there's over 101 reasons to move over at the Free State Project's website at freestateproject.org. I believe if you look on the left-hand side of the website, there's a couple menu items, and under what is the FSP, you click that, you'll then find the 101 reasons to move. So if you love freedom, you really should check that out. It's well worth your time to investigate. And Jeff, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind, and we will continue. Hour number two is on the way. A really disturbing story coming up about the police. One officer in particular who's female. Normally when you hear about a rape story, it's a male perpetrator. So this is pretty unusual. Coming up.
MindThings.com is a fun online game that pits you against people around the world to mine for scarce resources. Do business in a capitalist economy with virtually mined gold, tax-free. It doesn't require a big-time commitment. Your little mining robot guy works whether you're logged in or not. It costs nothing to play, but you can buy bonuses. They even accept bitcoins. Go to MindThings.com, use coupon code FTL, and double your mining speed. It's free. MindThings.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.